Hey leaders, this is Christy Lowe, Missions Director at LifePoint, and Nathan asked me if I would do today's LeaderCast and just share with you a little bit about Serve the City, where we are and where we want to be. So most of you, if you remember from your training, whether that was long ago or recently, one of the expectations that we ask of our life groups is that they would participate in some capacity in something that we call Serve the City. This is really how we have chosen as a church to do our local outreach and our local missions is through our life groups. We just believe doing it that way, we can do more and we can do it better. So really, again, the heart of Serve the City is to see our life groups mobilized throughout the community, living, serving in your spheres of influence for the sake of reaching priority, which is a big part of our core values. Over the last several weeks, many of you were contacted, probably most of you were contacted, as we've been putting together a report of where our life groups currently are in Serve the City. And what we found was a little bit surprising, but also motivating us to serve you guys better. What we found is that less than half of our groups right now are currently invested relationally with a Serve the City partner, and that's across all four campuses. So needless to say, this leaves us with a lot of room to serve our city better. But you're not alone in this. We want to help you do that. So I want to remind you all of a few resources that we have and that we are continuously working on to help you connect to a ministry partner and then also to help you mobilize your group towards loving and serving alongside of them. So a couple things. On the Life Group Leader Resource page, we have two resources there for you. We're working to update these, but what is there will at least get you started. There is a basic Serve the City guide. This will explain in a lot more detail what Serve the City is all about, the heart behind it, what we're asking our life groups to commit to. And then on that page, you'll also find a Serve the City conversation guide. This is a tool that can be used in the context of your group to help you get this conversation started. We realize sometimes it can feel overwhelming. You don't know where to start. You don't know how to get everybody on the same page. So hopefully that will help you do that. The resource I'm probably most excited about is our updated listing of Serve the City partners and opportunities that's now available through the missions page of our website. On this partner page, you won't only see general descriptions of some of the local partners that we've identified for you to consider, but you're also going to find contact information, links to websites, Facebook pages, anything that that partner has for you to look through. And then we're also trying to keep this updated with any upcoming events that that partner is having that we are aware of. And we put this all together in one place for you. This page changes every week as we receive news of changing events that they're having or changing opportunities. So even if your group is currently connected to one of these partners, I would actually encourage you to ask someone in your group. Remember, it doesn't all have to fall on the leader, to check that page often. And like always, if you have any questions about Serve the City at all, or if you want any help getting connected to a partner, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. You can reach me directly at christyl@lifepointohio.com, or you can email missions@lifepointohio.com, and we will do everything we can to help your group serve the city better. Thanks so much, guys.